Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anime, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you, and may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Tonight we're thrilled to have with us Eddie Mullins. Welcome, Eddie.
Thank you for being here tonight with us today, So the question is, when did you get saved? And what brought you to the decision of accepting Jesus the Christ as your Savior? Amen.
I got saved when I was 13 years old. I got saved in Richmond, Virginia. Amen. And the Tom Hicks revival. I remember specifically he was preaching on the dunamis power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that night at 13, I not only got saved, but I also got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, praise God.
Amen. All in the same shot.
That was quite a night.
Yeah.
What if you can remember is your first person that you witnessed to or brought to the Lord?
To tell you the truth, when I got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost that night, but it wasn't until about 16 years old that the Holy Spirit started to really thrive on my heart to go out and minister and to try and win the lost at any cost. And at that time, me and a handful of other guys here on this side all got saved and touched and filled with the Holy Ghost. And we was witnessing and ministering to everybody and anybody that we could.
Yeah.
Specifically, one time, me and Ham Grant got threw out of a guitar store in Wilmington, Delaware, for ministering to the man. They didn't want to hear the gospel, and they threw us out. But in particular, to name one person, like I said, at that time we was really on fire for the Lord. We had ministered and witnessed to everybody. I will say, though, in my ministry itself, I can pinpoint young Michael Buckland. He come to me after I had ministered on a Wednesday night, and he said, "I just want to let you know I give my heart to the Lord after you preached." And it was one of the greatest testimonies.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Because you realize what you're doing is not in vain.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Would you like to share any standout moments in your walk with the Lord and people or moves of God that impacted you?
One of the best moments I can even begin to talk about in my life is my children was born, my twins, Eddie and Terry, and they took sick all of a sudden within about a month or two of being born, and my Eddie boy really was the sickest out of them all, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. We was in the hospital for 2 weeks. They had done spinal taps on him, and they had tested him for every single disease, every single problem you could possibly think of. And come to find out, it was only the flu, but to him, to his body at the time, it was hitting him hard. Well, there was one night in particular, about 2 weeks into this, that we was in the hospital, and the nurse pulled me aside. She said, "Mr. Mullen, we're going to have to put your son on life support. He's not breathing properly. And when we do so, we're going to cut his neck and we're going to put a main line of oxygen into his neck." And the woman said to me specifically, "If he bleeds out, I'll try to stop the bleeding with my fingers, but I can't guarantee that he'll be okay."
Oh, God.
And to tell you the truth, I fell apart like a cheap suit. I didn't know what to do other than call on the Lord. And my mother was in there, who was a lot more advanced in the Holy Spirit than I was. And she pulled out a prayer cloth out of her purse, and she put it on my son. And just as they come in with this life support machine, they were situating the knives and bringing in the life support machine. And at that very moment, when she started to pray on him, his line of his oxygen begin to start to fluctuate up and down, and I see my
man, praise God,
fill up with air. And the nurse stopped and she said, "We don't know what just took place, but we don't need to put no life support on your son.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
From that day to now, he's never had another issue.
Amen. Praise Amen. God. Thank Praise you, God.
Jesus. Well, that was wonderful. That was quite a testimony, quite a standout moment.
That was for sure.
Amen.
Amen. I was going to ask you this, too. Like, how did you get into the ministry, and where and how did you feel the call of the Lord?
You know, Proverbs 22:6 says to train up a child in the way they should go. And when they're older, they won't depart.
Amen.
And I got to say, my mother and father did a fabulous job doing that. Amen. And I would say that's what led me into the ministry, is the fact that they trained us up in church. We had wonderful pastors, Uncle Ham, Uncle Eddie, and Uncle Bill, that saw to it that we was taught properly. And about 16 years old, after receiving all that training and being brought to church every single time the doors was open, at a youth revival, I think it was 2003, me and a handful of other guys answered the call to the Holy Ghost. And from that day forward, there's, I think, seven of us that received that call. And all seven of us today are ministering the gospel. Some are pastors, some are evangelists.
Amen.
But that's about when it took place.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. That's amazing. Seven of them. That
was, seven, yeah.
That's, that was good.
Well, let me ask you this, Eddie. How difficult do you think it is being a young father, a ministry, and having kids, you know, raising them in church? And how important is it to have your wife behind you supporting you in your ministry?
As far as the difficulty, it I would imagine it's got to be a lot more difficult to not be raised in church and in the ministry and try to raise your children outside of God. I thank God my wife may never stand behind the pulpit. She's not that type. But she supports the ministry 100%, and I couldn't do without her.
Amen.
When we go away, she's the backbone behind it. She makes sure that everything is packed and everything is prepared, and she's 100% on board with every decision and every type of labor that we do for the gospel. And to tell you the truth, if I didn't have that support, I don't know that I could be successful in my calling. I'm sure there are people out there that's maybe husband or wife isn't saved, and they are, and they're trying to work for the Lord. And if that's the case, I would honestly urge them to get on their knees, fast, and pray, because with the support of my wife, it changed the entire strategy of the gospel.
Amen.
It makes me aware, if I got to go out, I know I have her blessing, her amen. She knows, and she is faithful to be our backbone in this thing.
Amen. 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 Well, I got the pleasure to meet your wife when you were here, and we all had lunch together one day, and we talked about your ministry and your church, you know, in Pennsylvania, where you go, and she was talking about, you know, how you go back and forth and take your kids, and I thought, gosh, that's a lot. That's, you know, getting all the kids done and getting, it's a long ways, and that's a lot, you know, and she's very committed to it. You know, I could tell when she was talking to me about it, and, you know, and it is a tremendous blessing you have, you Amen. Know, to have your wife and your children, too, you know.
It can be a lot of work. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you,
Amen.
Good plans,
yeah.
prosper you."
Amen.
And God's plans are not our plans.
Oh,
you know,
amen.
To be honest with you, amen. Uncle Ham and Uncle Eddie and Uncle Billy pastor this church that's within about 4 miles of my house.
Mm-hmm.
But God has called us to assistant pastor up there with Johnny and Jimmy in York, uh-huh. Pennsylvania. And it's about an hour and 45 minutes from our house. And uh-huh. it's a lot of work. My wife gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday and prepares the children and gets everybody ready and never complains. And though it's a lot of work, he gives us the strength and the ability to do it.
Amen.
And I am just so thankful for the opportunity to serve with men of God and do the will of God.
Amen. 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 It
That's
is
beautiful.
It's a tremendous work and a beautiful testimony.
Amen. Let me ask you this, Eddie, I'm not going to say Billy, what is your vision for the church and for the people in the future?
The vision for my church in particular
Amen.
Is that the people would get deeper and deeper in God.
Amen.
Push Amen. Out of the shallows and into the deep and digest the meat of the word. And
Amen.
Not just content with being a pew warmer, but to get out and get involved in it. That's the vision for my church. Now,
Amen.
The vision for all people in general as a total is salvation.
Amen.
I pray for salvation for every breed, every race, every single one of us.
Amen.
I pray that we would all receive salvation. And the way that will take place
Amen.
Is if each and every one of us do like John 9:4 says, Jesus said, I must work the work of the Father while it is day.
Amen.
So in order for salvation for each and every one of our families,
Amen.
We must get up and do his work willingly.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, praise God.
So, Eddie, let me ask you this. If there was somebody wanting to get into the ministry, what kind of advice would you give them?
My advice, if you were wanting to get into the ministry, is to take it serious and to pray, to seek his face, and be sure that you're called into the ministry because it is a labor of love.
Amen.
But it is also a heavy calling mm-hmm. where it's you've got a bullseye on your back. And I recommend going into the ministry. If you're
Amen.
Called and you feel called, I recommend you go full force. But I would remind them of Luke 9:62, where it says, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God.
Wow. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
You have that calling. You feel that way.
Amen.
Put your hand to the plow and push the ground and don't murmur, don't complain. Do it with everything inside of you. Colossians 3:23 says, whatsoever you do, do as unto the Lord.
Amen.
And that's what I would recommend them to do, is to
Amen.
Do it with
Praise
everything
God.
They have.
Amen.
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 No murmuring. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Is there anything else before we close that you would like to share with us?
Not really. I believe we've covered it all. If I could say anything, I would remind you to not to get weary in well-doing.
That's
but
good.
In all things, if we don't faint, we will receive that prize.
Amen. Yeah,
that's good.
Amen.
That's good.
God.
I'm going to throw a zinger at you, Eddie, while I got you here.
Go ahead.
It's just something that came into my heart. If there was somebody listening to this podcast that wasn't saved or wasn't sure they were saved, and they were teetering on the fence because they were scared to give up the things of the world or thinking whatever it may be that's holding them back, what would you say to them, Eddie?
Well, I would say there's nothing in this world that can even come close to what God could offer.
Amen.
I was reading just the other day in the story of Joseph when it talked about how bad the times got during that drought and how that there was no food. And the Bible began to paint a picture of an economy that had gone south and how the Egyptians had sold their land and sold their bodies and sold everything that they had just to eat food from Joseph in that time. And in the Bible, as it began to go down through that portion of scripture and it spoke about them times and the tragedies that was taking place, the Bible specifically worded in there that only the land of the Levites did they not buy off of them. And the Lord spoke to me in that very moment, and he said, I will take care of my people.
Amen.
It doesn't matter economy. Amen. It doesn't matter what goes on. He said, I will take care of my
Praise
people.
God.
And if
Thank
there's
you,
someone
Jesus.
Out there on the fence, whether they should get saved or shouldn't get saved, I would advise them, give your heart to the Lord, and he will take care of your every
Amen.
Need.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Well, you've been a blessing to us, Eddie. I want to thank you for coming on and taking the time to support this ministry by doing the podcast. And I know you pray for us, and you really bless me. And we just want to say we love you, and thank you so much.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you for calling on me. I love the opportunity to share the gospel and to share my testimony. May God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you and your family. Praise God.
Thank you.
Okay. my man.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free, and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.